A guy that's just joined us, and we were just having a little laugh and a chuckle at our man in the green room. He always gives me a bit of a challenge and only gives me half of who you are and what you do. So I've got Paul Cox here from Classic Isle. Do you just want to fill in the details? Classic Isle, what is Classic Isle?
Yeah, of course. Classic Isle is a classical music festival, which is coming up first weekend of September, 4th, 5th and 6th. It's a mixture of orchestral, operatic, choral, and we've got some individual acts, something slightly bit different that are going to sort of interweave between all the main acts. So be fantastic, something a little bit different.
I'm liking the sound of it, because obviously, you know, we've got festivals and bestivals and things, and it's just nice to, because we do have some culture vultures on the island.
We do, we have quite a few. I mean, obviously the festivals that are at the moment basically cater for the younger crowd, pop music based. This goes back to basics. This is where music started. This is classical music. There is a niche there for it, you know. We've got the Acousticar, we have the jazz festivals, we have the pop festivals, but there's nothing to cater for the more discerning music goer, which is the classical music. So I thought, ideal opportunity, bring it in just before the weekend of the festival. So we'll knock them into a cocked hat and everybody come to our festival and enjoy that instead.
And you don't need to be a culture vulture to enjoy classical music.
I mean, that's the whole thing about it, is it's a cultural festival. There's lots of things to see, lots of things to do, but what we're doing is it's an open-air affair. Obviously, we've got a covered stage for the acts, based in Northwood House in the grounds. Bring a hamper, bring a bottle of wine, just sit on the lawn and enjoy the classical music. You know, there's a broad spectrum. As I said, we've got choral, orchestral, and the individual acts are something a little bit different. We've got a couple of international acts. We've got a lady from Australia called Amy Dixon, who plays classical tunes on a saxophone. So a slightly different take on classical music, but brings it, you know, to the modern era. And also a young guy from Lithuania called Martinas, who plays the full Four Seasons on an accordion, Vivaldi's Four Seasons. But from that, he can also play Van Morrison, he can play some Motorhead, whatever you want him to play.
Wow.
Obviously, he won't be at the event because it's a classical music event. But it's a broad spectrum of musical styles. We tried to cover everybody's tastes, everybody's needs. On the Friday night, we've got an opera night. We've got Margaret Keys, a soprano from Ireland, coming through. She is a bit of a crossover, so she'll sing operatic arias, but she also goes through the West End musicals, all the favourites from those. She's a big star in Ireland in her own right. Ben Johnson, who sings, again, is a tenor, again, sings operatic arias. His wife, Susanna Hurrell, is joining us as well. She's actually part of the Covent Garden operatic scene. So, you know, we've got a bit of everything, so it'd be fantastic.
It sounds wonderful, and I would imagine, I mean, I don't see myself as being, like, massively into classical music, but having said that, every now and again you hear a bit of music that is based on classical, and yeah, and you think, oh crikey, I didn't know that. My wife sat me down recently, she's got 101 CDs, classical CDs, and she sat me down and she said, look, I've just made a little montage of all the things that I know you would know, and it really did surprise me, the
amazing
amount of bits of music that you hear.
Yeah, without realising it. I mean, you look at all the main film themes these days. I mean, you can name, and they're all based on classical music, you know, Lord of the Rings trilogy, Harry Potter, Braveheart, all the big hits of the recent years, they're all based on classical music, and you can recognise them straight away. You know, Platoon with Barber's Adagio in the background, that final scene, you know, these are memorable moments in time, but it all based around classical music.
My dad was a band leader, and he used to play the French horn as well. And he still got, my mum's got his stick at home, and I sometimes have a wave and a, you know. But obviously, he was more into it than I was. But I don't think that people realise just how easy it would be to get into.
Give it
a chance.
It is easy, and it's such a relaxing thing. I mean, pop music's great in its you know at the right moment, but classical music is the sort of thing you just switch on the background, and it's calming. It's relaxing, and that's what we're trying to create here. You know, there's nothing there that's intended to shock or be loud. You know, it's just going to be a completely relaxing experience, and that's the whole, you know, ethos behind it, really. The London Mozart Players, they're headlining the Saturday night. They're also doing a Sunday afternoon slot, but they're going to do a mixture of baroque and romantic favourites. You know, again, Barber's Adagio is going to be in there. Some Vivaldi. There's a whole mixture, and the Kew Wind Orchestra, who will be doing the Saturday afternoon slot, are going to do a bluesy mix, a jazzy mix in their first half, and the second half they're going to do a proms style affair with Pomp and Circumstance, Elgar, and it's just a mixture of everything to cover all tastes, really.
Brilliant. It sounds cracking. It really does. I've got a great idea for you.
Go on.
Why don't you come in and do an hour-long show to promote it with the music?
With the music?
Yeah.
That's daunting. Well, I got to sit there?
It's not. Well, you don't have to sit there, but I mean, you know, you can do what you like.
Certainly
sit
do,
what you like.
Yeah, by all means. I mean, you know, we can pick out some of the top tunes from all the acts. I mean, all the repertoires are now on the website, www.classicisle.com, so people can actually go into the website, download a PDF with all the repertoires, so you know exactly who's doing what, where and when. So, you know, yeah, we can...
How great would it be? You come in, do, you know, like an hour show and just showcase what's going on.
Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, are your listeners going to be up for that?
Absolutely. They're culture vultures. It's one of the shows that we have done once, and as somebody showed an interest in, they wanted to do the show. But when it came out, it was podcasted, and it was downloaded quite well.
So we could do the classical hour.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well,
and showcase the event itself, which is in September.
September 4th, 5th and 6th.
And so it's a three-day event.
Yeah. Initially, it was only going to be a one-night, one-off concert. With the London Mozart Players. I've been a big follower of theirs over the years, and they're fantastic. They're England's oldest chamber orchestra. They travel the world. I mean, they're world renowned. Fantastic orchestra, and I've always wanted to bring them to the island. So they were going to come and do just a Saturday night show. Because I've got to accommodate them, get them down here, it was sort of suggested, why don't we stay over and do a Sunday afternoon as well? It's a great idea. And from that, it's expanded. I had people contacting me from all over the place, like Amy Dixon, Australia, this Lithuanian guy, all saying, oh, I've heard about your festival, we'd love to come and play. And it's all sort of gone from there. So from a one evening, 2 hour slot, it's now gone to a 2 day, 3 night affair.
Fantastic.
So, but, you know, yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
So just give us a bit more detail. Where did you say it was?
Northwood House in
Cowes. Northwood House,
yeah.
Brilliant.
It's set in the grounds. Obviously, it's an open air. We have VIP section, so we're going to have 150 VIPs who will be sat in a comfy marquee, private washrooms, private bar, catered for, you know, if we need to be catered for, and they can buy, you know, you can buy tickets for that for £60. For that, you get an Island Produce hamper, so we're putting together hampers purely made up of Island Produce, so we're promoting the best of the Isle of Wight. They get a bottle of wine with that. So that's the VIP section. The operatic night, which is 4 hours of opera favourites, West End favourites. We've also got classical guitarist, young Scottish lad, Sean Sheba, who plays classical guitar. He's going to basically kick off the Friday evening. So there's a nice mixture there. That is £25. And for the Saturday day slots, to come along and sit on the lawn, bring a hamper, bring a wine, there's no limitations, we just want you to come and enjoy yourself. Sit on the lawn, the show starts at 2 o'clock, finishes at 10 o'clock, so there's a whole rolling hour of performance, 8 hours of performances, and that's £35. you know, it's good value for money. You wouldn't get that anywhere else.
Sure.
And if you, I mean, these people don't come to the Isle of Wight. These people perform all over the world. If you had to go and see one of these individuals in London, Manchester, wherever you wanted to see them, it's going to cost you hundreds of pounds. You've got to get there. You've got to pay for the ticket. You've got to stay overnight. We've brought them to you. You know, that's the whole thing. We want to bring these top class acts to the island. This is something we're going to roll out on an annual basis. It's going to slot into the annual festivals, and it's something a bit different, you know, for the Brilliant. More discerning music lover.
I'm sure it'll be a massive success. How do we get hold of our tickets?
Tickets are available via the website, which again is www.classicisle.com, all one word. We're selling tickets via the Visit Isle of Wight tourist office in Newport, the old Guildhall. County Press Shop, you can buy them, and I'm just sorting out getting them distributed through the hospice shops, because there's one of those in every town, because we are raising funds for hospice and also Mad Aid.
Brilliant. What's Mad Aid?
Mad Aid, I'm glad you asked, is it's a little charity we've sort of taken on board with PC Consultants over at Ride, who are basically the engine for this. I mean, I you know, they built the website, they're running the website, they're doing everything in the background for me. Mad Aid is basically a charity set up for kids, disabled children in Moldova. Out there, being Eastern European, disabled children tend to be shut away. They're not cared for, taken care of. And what Mad Aid are trying to do is they've been donated an old school by the Moldovan government, and they're converting the school to accommodate these disabled children, give them treatment, give them education, give them care. So we're raising funds to make that happen. So that's what Mad Aid is all about.
Brilliant. That's so on top of it, you're helping two cracking charities.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's excellent. I'm really looking forward to this. This really does appeal to me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I was just talking to John out there. Another part of it we're doing is the Island Talent Showcase. What we've done, we've auditioned some classical youngsters, classically music-minded youngsters, and we're going to give them a showcase at the event, so they will actually perform on the stage. We did the auditions at All Saints Church on Saturday afternoon last week. Picked five youngsters, three pianists, a soprano, and a classical guitarist. Absolutely fantastic. One's 11, one's 12, one's 16, one's under 15, one's 19, but absolutely fantastic display. So they're going to be given the opportunity to play on the stage, something they would never ever do. You know, coming from the Isle of Wight, we don't get that many opportunities, but these kids are going to have a showcase. And again, rolling out on an annual basis, that's going to be a big part of the festival, is to give our local youngsters, you know, an outlet to show their talent.
Do you know, the more I hear, the more I like it.
Good.
I really do, because
I'm hoping you're going to be there.
So am I. I was going to get one of them VIP things, you know.
We'll see.
But then I thought to myself, hang on, you'd have to buy a suit, wouldn't you? So
what's
the dress code for the night?
Dress code is smart casual. What we don't want is people turning up scruffy. You know, we want people to make an effort. We want people to enjoy the experience. It is an experience. It's a quality experience. It's small-scale, boutique-style festival. You know, numbers are limited. So if you want to come, I suggest you get in quickly, because the tickets are going well. VIP tickets especially are flying out, because it's such good value. You know, you're getting a marquee. You can come and go as you want. You're getting a full-blown island produce hamper with all loads of goodies in it, and a bottle of wine to boot. You get a, you know, glass of Prosecco on arrival. It's just going to be a fantastic experience.
And you don't want to feel out of, you know, out of place if you turn up in your shorts and your Crocs and things.
No, exactly.
Sure.
And, also, you don't want to turn up in a tuxedo, because you're...
You don't have to dress up like... who's the big fella with the beard and the white
Pavarotti.
Shirt? Pavarotti. You don't have to dress up like Pavs.
Not that he's with us anymore, but no, he's... no, you don't have to dress up that far. But smart casual, we just want everybody to make a bit of an effort. You know, we've made a lot of effort with this to make it the kind of festival it is, so... That's all we ask. Just come along, make a bit of an effort, but relax and enjoy yourself. That's it.
Well, I wish you all the success in the world with it. I think it's going to be a wonderful event anyway.
I hope so.
Just give us those details again for the website.
Right, so it's Northwood House, 4th, 5th and 6th of September. The website is www.classicisle.com, or there is a phone number for those that aren't internet based, although they'd have to be to listen here, I suppose. Yeah. 01983 520 524, and you can leave a message, or hopefully somebody will be there to answer the phone.
Okay, excellent. Good luck with that. And I reckon at some point in the next few weeks we should be doing a classical show, and maybe you've got to come along and host it.
Yeah, by all means.
Just to showcase the whole event that's coming up in September.
Not a problem.
Paul, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.